I was just tweeting out the Supreme Court says, deport, deport, deport. So he said, deport them. They got to go. Got to go. Got to go. Deport the illegals. Got to go, got to go. remember the Obama executive action. Remember that? Remember? Another instance of Obama and the Democrats doing nothing when they could have done something and having it bite them on the ass. I mean, let's face it. Let's face it. If they really wanted to do something about immigration, if they really wanted to do something about parents of children that were born, basically the parents of anchor babies. I mean, let's call it what it is. The Democrats and Obama really gave a crap. They would have handled immigration reform in the first 2 years of the Obama presidency. I mean, what the hell did they do? 2 years. 2 years for one piece of legislation, Obamacare, which turned out to be a disaster. Turned out to be a disaster. They could have done this in the first year. Real simple. They controlled the House. They controlled the Senate. Guns, same thing. Illegal immigration, same thing. I mean, it's just amazing. So what happens? Obama waits till a second term. Obama waits for his second term after the second wave of midterms. I mean, if you think about it, seriously, if you think about it, you had his re-election. He had his re-election and a wave of House and Senate members that either got elected or got reelected. So nothing was done before that. Then Obama got reelected and new people came in and other people got reelected and nothing was done after that. Wasn't until after 2014. Wasn't until after the third wave of elections that Obama and his crew went, okay, now we're going to we're not going to try to pass any legislation. Well, you know, we're just going to wave our magic pen. We're going to wave our magic pen. And we're going to say, hey, all of you parents, all of you parents of anchor babies, you're all going to be allowed to stay here in the United States. Matter of fact, we're going to give you pay. We're basically going to make you citizens. That's basically what we're going to do. We're going to make you citizens without officially making you citizens. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you all the rights of a U.S. citizen. We're going to give you all the rights, except you're not going to be technically a U.S. citizen. But you'll get all the rights. And more importantly, you won't get deported. Not that they get deported now, anyways. I mean, it shows, I don't know what I saw, is that CNN or MSNBC, it shows all these illegals or children of illegals. People are crying and they're holding up signs. And I'm thinking, what's the problem? They're not getting deported. Our government doesn't do what they're supposed to do. You have illegals bragging on Twitter, bragging on Facebook, saying, ha, 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 I'm getting a free ride to this school, and I'm an illegal, and there's nothing you could do about it. F you. So it's not like these people are going to get deported. Business as usual. Obama's not going to deport anybody. Hillary Clinton's not. Oh, Hillary Clinton's going to add. Hillary Clinton's not looking to deport people. Hillary Clinton's looking to add. I mean, she wants to. I mean, she's like, you know what? We just have to. We just have to destroy the job market for as many people as possible. We need to add more and more and more illegals to the mix. We need more people to compete with more Americans. We just need it. We just got to have it. But as a symbolic. That's what I call it. Like I said, they're not getting deported. Symbolic sad tears. Oh. So the 4 million that Obama said you can have all the rights, the Supreme Court said no. Well, they were tied. Their decision came to a 4-4. High. So it goes down to a lower court decision, and that decision said Obama's action was illegal. And remember, before Obama did what he did, he even said he couldn't do what he did because it was illegal, that he just can't wave his magic wand, that you have to go through Congress. He even said that. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, he did what he said he couldn't do. So somehow the lawyers told Obama, oh, we are wrong. We are wrong before. Somehow the law has changed. The law didn't change. The law didn't change. It's just another example of Democrats pandering to a group and pretending like they care, but they really don't. They don't care. I mean, if you think about it, Obama told all the illegals and all the family members of illegals and anchor babies and so forth and so on. I'm going to do this and I'm going to make this happen and I'm going to pass legislation and we're going to fix the board. Blah, blah, blah. And they didn't do it. Year one didn't do it. Year two didn't do it. Year three didn't do it. Year four didn't do it. Year five didn't do it. And then the illegals got restless. And Obama said, well, guys, I just can't wave my magic wand. But you promised, you promised, you promised. All you Democrats, we've been voting for you. You've been telling us that you are the best and the Republicans are bad. And you're the only ones that will help us. We supported you. Year after year, you told us immigration reform and this and that, and it's the Republicans' fault, and they're blocking it. But you control you control Congress. You controlled everything. And now the president's saying he doesn't have a magic wand. He can't do it. You sold us out. You lied. And also the president goes, okay, I'm passing the executive order. There you go, illegals. There you go, anchor babies. There you go. See, we like you. We love you. We support you. Now continue to vote for us. And then there were all these challenges. Put it on hold. The illegals, the anchor babies are like, hey, what's going on? What's happening? Goes to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says 4-4 tie. Got to remand it back down to a lower court's decision. Lower court's decision said what the president did was illegal. And guess what? Anchor babies, illegals, you got to go. Deport time. Deportation time. And now they're like, what? Wait. So it's kind of like writing a check. Knowing that you don't have money in the bank, but you're going to write the check and you're going to get what you need to get and you'll deal with the consequences at a later time. That's what the Democrats and Obama did. He said, I can't wave my magic wand and make this happen. I can't make it legal. I can't do it. I'm not a king. And then he went ahead and did it. He knew this was going to happen. He knew this was going to happen. Because remember, Obama's not psychic. At least I don't think he is. Nobody knew Scalia was going to die. And if Scalia was alive, he would have been that fifth vote that made this official. That still wouldn't make it somewhat limbo. So Obama knew this was going to get turned down. But he did it anyways to appease the illegals and anchor babies. He wrote a check that he knew was going to bounce. He knew it. But he did it anyways. He did it for the votes. He did it for the votes. And now, of course, the press, the media, print, the internet, nobody's going to talk about it like this. Because any of the low information illegals or low information anchor babies or low information legals that are sympathetic to the illegals and anchor babies, they'd be mad. If they were hearing the truth, they'd be mad. They would go, wow, this president And the Democrats knew all along this was going to happen. They did this for votes. They strung us out for votes. They strung us out for money and votes. They could have done this year one. They could have done it year two. Could have done it in year three. Because remember, they didn't lose both chambers at once. Remember that. They lost the House, then they lost the Senate. So if all these people, all these low information voters, all these categories that I laid out, if they heard somebody in the press, they heard the panels talking about this, they would understand that they've been used, they've been manipulated. It's not Republicans. Democrats could have passed immigration reform. But they didn't. They kicked the can down the street. They kicked the can down the street. That's what they did. Year after year, election after election. And then Obama did an executive action knowing the Supreme Court would overturn it. I mean, he knew it. A 4-4 tie, ladies and gentlemen. A 4-4 tie leaves it up to Scalia, who then would have said, deport them. Obama knew it, the Dems knew it, but the low information, illegals, anchor babies, and people that are sympathetic to the illegals, they didn't know it. Because as long as the press didn't tell them, as long as the media didn't clue them in, they just went along with the plan. Oh, okay, this is awesome. The president's great. People pointed all these things out. They'd be pissed. And they won't be pissed now. They won't be pissed now. Because it's the Republicans' fault. It's the Republicans' fault. It's the Supreme Court's fault. It's the Republicans' fault for not not confirming Obama's appointee, because that would have made it a 9-person bench, and Merrick would have went with the liberals, and they would have said, all right, president's executive action that he said originally was wrong. Can now go through, and the millions and millions of illegals can now stay. They're going to be rewarded. So now they got to go. But like I said, they're not going to be deported. We don't deport people. The Democrats don't deport. The president doesn't deport. They don't deport. I mean, you talk about a stand-down order. Huh. Are you kidding me? stand down order. The fire that was set over the weekend. Remember I told you about the illegal? He lit a building on fire, torched it, killed five people inside. When he was stopped at the border, they let him go. They're like, he doesn't have a criminal record. Go ahead. And then year after year, this guy got in trouble. Drugs. Robbery. Never once deported. Never once deported. And then he killed five people. And he'll be in a jail. Be in a jail. We'll be paying for him to be in a jail. He should have been in a jail before he killed five people. Should have been in a jail in Mexico. He should have been in a jail here for trying to sneak across the border. When he was caught. So we don't deport people. We let them stay here and wreak havoc in our country. Let these illegals just run crazy. They're chupacabras. That's what they are. They're chupacabras. Dreamers. They're dreaming of wreaking havoc. That's what they're doing. I was watching CNN that, what is it, Brooke Baldwin, this dummy. This dummy. They're dummy. They're dummies. She's got this dreamer. Dreamer. A dreamer responds to blocked immigration plan. The dreamer. Shows a video back in 2013, like a Skype. And she's crying into the, my brother and mother were arrested, immigration raid. Well, they're here illegally. I was arrested for selling drugs. Well, you broke the law. I was arrested because I raped this woman. You shouldn't have raped. If you commit a crime, okay, if you break the law, why are you surprised? Why are you sad? If you rape, if you murder, if you rob, if you come to this country illegally, they're all crimes. They're all crimes. Drunk driving, crime. Driving without a license, crime. They're all crimes. They're all crimes. Erica and Adolia. Oh, my brother. Yeah, they got picked up in an immigration raid, and guess what? They didn't get deported. People don't get deported. They don't get deported. They're allowed to stay. They go to college. They, ay, ay, ay. It's amazing. Amazing. Pick and choose what laws you want to follow. Dreamers. Dreamer. Dreaming of wreaking havoc. Dreaming of just dreaming to cause trouble. That's what you're just causing trouble. Listen, when you're here illegally and you're getting free rides to college. And then you're bragging about it on social media, telling the people to go F themselves. Hey, all you Americans, F you. I beat your system. Ha, ha, ha. You're not a dreamer. You're a scammer. Okay? You're a scammer. Not a dreamer. Scammer. Scammer. So that's big news. I don't know what's going to happen. Because nobody's going to get deported. Like I said the other day. You know how easy it would be to find illegals? You know, when you hear people go, you're gonna knock on doors, No. You just enforce the laws. You don't gotta knock on doors. When I go to Home Depot, there's like 75 of them. There's about 75 illegals in front of Home Depot. There are. It's like 75 illegals. You know how many Home Depots there are? I bet you just the Home Depot surveillance, just picking people up at Home Depot, you could probably get rid of a million illegals right there. How many Home Depots are in the United States? 500? Every day I go to Home Depot a lot. Trust me, I do. I'm like Bob Vila. Okay, I do a lot of handiwork. I'm always building. I'm silly with building. Okay, I'm silly. All right, I build things. I build clocks. I build wooden train tracks. I build dollhouses. I'm silly. I'm a woodworking freak. So I'm at Home Depot a lot. Maybe three times a week I'm there. Fifty, 60 illegals out there. They're like on every entrance. You go in the front, they're there. You leave the back, they're there. The side, they're there. So if I go there 3 days a week and there's 50 to 60 illegals, they're like cucarachas. They're like zombies. They just keep coming. They're there all from morning to night. It's not the same ones. One leaves, another one fills the spot. It's insane. So imagine 500 Home Depots, 50 or 60 a day. I'm telling you, a million. You don't have to go knocking at houses. You don't gotta no raids. It's Home Depot. And if we could have a Dog the Bounty Hunter, Dog the Illegal Hunter. Ooh, I like that. Dog the Elite. That would be what a show that would be. Where it's like the Minutemen, but you're not on a border. You're in LA. And it's this group. They're the illegal hunters. And they're going to the Home Depots. They're going to all the corners where they're selling oranges, and they got these carts where they sell like coconut milk. It's just nasty, and there's carts. They're everywhere. There's a just a woman, a man, like, and they're dirty as dirt. I mean, they're dirt. They got dirt on their faces, big sombrero. And they're selling enchiladas. They're selling coconut milk. This cart looks like it's got. The cart is dirty. So I'll go by Smart and Final. I'll go to Vaughn's. Listen, out here in LA, you could probably round up another. God, you could probably round up another half a million. Okay, you could probably round up another half a million. With these dirty carts. Remember, the majority of illegals reside in California and in Texas. So you have the illegal hunters in California, Texas. Forget about it. Forget about it. Solve the problem like that. You got 11 million. It's just 10 million. You know it's more than 10 and 11 million, but 10 million makes my figures easier. I'm not a, you know, I work with my hands and I build things. I'm not a mathematician, all right? All right? That isn't Beautiful Mind here. Relax. I'm not Stephen Hawkins. I'm not a physicist. I build. I build cuckoo clocks. I'm silly. I'm silly like that. Silly. So you got 10 million. 40% are visa overstays. So you're looking at 4 million. 4 million is off the docket. So you got 6 million. Those 6 million basically reside in Texas, California, parts of Arizona, and Nevada. That's why the whole Republicans need to win the Latino. That's all bunk. Republicans need to win Ohio. Republicans need to win Pennsylvania. Republicans need to win Michigan. Guess what? The Latino population in those areas are like 1%. Remember, a month or so ago, we did a breakdown. Out of like the, I don't know, 6 million voters in Pennsylvania, it was like 2.5 for Obama and 2.4 for Romney. It's like they were separated by, or was that Ohio? One of those states, or it doesn't matter. But when I read the statistics, something like 130,000 Latinos vote. 130,000. That doesn't matter. 130,000 just doesn't matter. So the illegal hunters would work on 6 million. Be huge. And you have little branches of the illegal hunters, kind of like Ghostbusters. Almost like Ghostbusters, but it's the illegal hunters. You got like a van, like a cage, you know, almost like what the cops use, like the paddy wagon. But I would make sure the illegal hunters strapped them in. You don't want them to bounce around. You don't want them to have a Freddie Gray incident, which. That the officer that drove Freddie around was acquitted today. Well, maybe we'll touch on that when we get done with this bit. The illegal hunters. Illegal hunters. Illegal hunters. So, yeah, we just drive around. We got the van. We find them. Selling oranges. Find them. Harassing you at Home Depot. Because they are her. You pull into Home Depot, they try to get in your car. And you're like, what are you doing? I'm stopped here because there's a car in front of me, stupid. Enough of this. Enough of this. Stop, get out of my car. I got to lock the doors. Like 10 of them try to get in. So that's what I would do. I would get the illegal hunters. We round them up. We drop them off at the police, the deportation. There's whatever it is. I don't know where. I don't even know where the deportation area is in Los Angeles. Man. Anyways, there you go, dreamers. You're not dreamers. Scammers.